The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
On News Talk.
Now, back to matters at Dublin Airport. We've been talking a lot about the airport, about flight cancellations, about baggage, about queues. It's the runway today that is in the news headlines. So there is a second runway out there that's up and ready to go. And according to the planning rules or the planning stipulations that currently exist, that runway can only be used after 7 o'clock in the morning, and then it has to stop use by 11 o'clock at night. The DAA, who run the airport, they wanted to start earlier and finish later, and they have gotten one step closer to that becoming a reality, because a government authority with a very catchy name, the Aircraft Noise Competent Authority, basically they've agreed with the DAA that this could and should happen. Ian Carey is a Green Party councillor for Swords. Ian, I take it some of the constituents in that part of the world would not be too happy with this.
No, absolutely not. There was a public consultation in relation to this earlier in the year, and there was an absolutely massive response from the community here. There was over 1,000, there was 1,300 submissions put in, and broadly they were calling on the DAA to do more or to protect people's sleep by limiting night noise. But unfortunately, ANCA in its decision last week have decided to effectively ignore that. So we're very disappointed with that.
Now, there is, as part of it, I understand, a kind of a grant that locals can apply for, I think up to about €20,000 from the DAA towards the cost of noise installation measures in the bedrooms in their homes.
Yeah, like there are some positives to what ANCA have brought forward. And I would welcome that. But ultimately, you know, what we're seeing here is the DAA being allowed to increase noise. And even by ANCA's own admission, up until 2025, we're going to see a serious increase in noise at night before the noise abatement objective starts to kick in. So like this is quite technical stuff. There's a lot of new measures being brought in by ANCA here. Some of them are positive, but I think what the community would say is that it's too little too late when it comes to this noise abatement objective of trying to get noise under control by 2030. What we'd really like to see is an impact right now, because what ANCA have done have set a very high bar for the amount of noise that's been allowed to be generated by the airport. They're going off the 2019 year as a baseline, and that, like, I've lived around the airport all my life, and that year is an absolute outlier for noise at the airport. It's the highest noise ever generated in Dublin. It's the year they broke the planning cap of 32 million passengers through the airport. And realistically, it's not a baseline, it's a high bar.
Okay.
And that's what a lot of the community were really calling for action on.
All right. Okay. Well, listen, Pat Byrne is with us as well. He's the CEO of CityJet. Pat, from a business point of view and from the airport's point of view and airline's point of view, how important is it that there is increased capacity, that you've got a second runway up and running and for longer hours?
It's actually critical, Kieran. Hello to you, but it's critical. Dublin is probably one of the last capital cities in Europe to have parallel runways, and it's still, of course, not in service yet, but hopefully will be very, very soon. Having the parallel runway is critically important, because it means that you can use one runway for landings and one runway for takeoffs. And any of your listeners who are routine travellers in the early morning, especially in the peak hours, will know that a lot of the delay usually in getting off is sitting in an airplane in a queue. In fact, this afternoon, looking out of my office, I counted 13 airplanes in a queue waiting to take off. And that takes so long because they have to intersperse with aircraft trying to land on the same active runway that they want to use to take off. So that is a bit of a problem. You've got all of those aircraft turning and burning while they're waiting and delaying and so on. So it's critical that the parallel runways can be used in the peaks, and 6 o'clock in the morning is a peak time. And not having, the use of that runway is a little bit like having a restaurant, but you're not allowed to open it at lunch hour.
But you must have some sympathy though for people who live in and around the airport, or kind of is your view, well, listen, you're living in and around an airport, you've got to deal with noise.
No, you've got to have balance, and of course you have to take into consideration the comfort and the lifestyle and the well-being of the residents near the airport. And it's not a question of, you know, like it or lump it. It's not a case of that at all. The airport, though, is very important to the economic life of North County Dublin and to the country in general. We do need parallel runways, and we do need them to operate in the peak. I think that the Aircraft Noise Confidence Authority have, you know, been very careful in what they've looked at. I think that the mitigation measures that they have looked at is very important, and they are talking about monitoring noise. There's also, you know, a lot to be said about the fact that aircraft are getting quieter all of the time. And increasingly, as Ryanair, for example, take delivery of their Boeing MAXs and Aer Lingus start to take delivery of their Airbus Neos, the noise footprint is considerably lower with these new generation engines. So it's not so much a case of aircraft movement. It's really a case of the noise that's been generated by the aircraft movement.
Ian, is there a way through this if we accept, and you don't have to, but if we accept what Pat is saying, that you simply have to have a runway operational between 6 and 7 in the morning, is there a way that your constituents and the people you represent, that they can be satisfied, that they can be happy with it?
Well, I think I would dispute the argument, really, that the airport operating at 6 o'clock in the morning is essential to the economic performance of the country. I mean, a lot of the arguments around allowing the airport to operate in those hours are to do with same-day business travellers. Now, same-day business travellers is the exact cohort of people that we're going to try and stop flying effectively when we start to take seriously climate action in aviation. And there's a number of measures coming down the track from an international perspective that is going to be very impactful on Dublin Airport, but effectively haven't been taken into consideration in this particular decision. And just to throw them at you here now, the kerosene exemption, which we all know is the excise exemption on fuel for airlines, is being looked at by the EU as part of the Fit for 50 programme. We also have like industry level measures such as the carbon offsetting CORSIA measures by the aviation industry, and the Toulouse Declaration, which is something that the Dublin Airport just signed up to earlier this year, which is aiming the industry at net zero by 2050. Like, all of these things are going to demand major changes in aviation, and frankly aviation is on the edge of a paradigm shift here, and we have to really look at that and how we design
time. So let me go back to Pat for just a response on that. Pat, what about that argument that, yeah, it might be vital for the airport as it exists at the moment and as it operates at the moment, but in the future people will be flying less?
I don't accept that, and I think that it's ridiculous to say that, you know, we should have a war against the same day business traveller. We're an hour behind Europe time-wise. That's just a fact of life. If you don't have flights going between 6 and 7 in the morning, we're already at an hour's disadvantage in getting into Europe. We're an island nation. We're a mixed economy. We need to travel. Business is a contact sport. It cannot all be done by Zoom and team calls. So there is absolutely a need to fuel the economy by facilitating travel. We also want to welcome people in. We're a transatlantic hub, a major transatlantic hub. And all of the traffic coming in off the Atlantic, or the vast bulk of it, arrives in the very early morning. That's just a fact of life. That's the nature of the schedules. So, you know, is this, you know, the Green Party having a go at aviation and wanting to really kill the aviation industry, or is this about the comfort and the well-being of the residents around the airport? I mean, which is it really, Ian, that you're talking about? Because you're after traveling out.
All right. Well, I did mention we were tight for time, but I do think it's only fair to let Ian respond to that. I mean, is this your attempt to kill the aviation industry?
No, like, absolutely not. And I don't appreciate that remark, to be fair. I mean,
well, that's why I went back to you, but go on.
Yes, thanks. Like, I believe that there is a really positive future for sustainable aviation at Dublin Airport. And I think we have to look at the 21st century future of aviation and not be harking back to the business models of the past. I mean, when we've been successful in Dublin Airport is when we've got ahead of the industry and got ahead of trends. And like, the future for Dublin Airport could be very bright, plowing ahead with, you know, improved synthetic fuels, linking them to renewables and all of that, pioneering kind of technology. So look, I think the future could be bright, but it won't be if we hang on to the business models of the past and, you know, try and protect these particular business interests.
We are tight in time. I appreciate both of you for making yourselves available to Ian Carey, who's a Green Party councillor in Swords, and to Pat Byrne, who is the CEO of CityJet. I hope to speak to you both again soon.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.